Microsoft Exchange has 0 days, so make sure to update right now. 3 new malware strains related to SolarWinds were found, and passenger data for multiple airlines were compromised in a breach. All that coming up now on ThreatWire. Greetings, I am Shannon Morrison. This is ThreatWire for March 9th, 2021. This is your summary of the threats to our security, privacy, and internet freedom. We have a bunch of security news happening this week, so let's get right into it. Onto the news. Microsoft is having one of those weeks. You know the ones where you just walk into work and the office is completely on fire, figuratively? Several 0 days in Microsoft Exchange are being actively exploited in the wild against government agencies and other sensitive targets. These were reported to Microsoft by security and incident response company Velexity, who saw the attacks in January of this year. So what in the world is happening? Well, this story has been going on for about a week now, with news emerging every single day. Last Tuesday, Microsoft started recommending customers using Exchange Server 2013, 2016, and 2019 download and install some emergency patches to protect against 4 0-day vulnerabilities. These are all tracked as CVE 2021-26855, 26857, 26858, and 27065. They include a server-side request forgery, or an SSRF, which can allow for arbitrary HTTP requests to get sent and authenticated as the server. Also included is an insecure deserialization vulnerability in the United Messaging Service, which could allow for an attacker to run code as system on the server. The last two problems are both post-authentication arbitrary file write vulnerabilities, allowing the attacker to write files to any path on an Exchange server. Microsoft warns that admins should double-check the patches installed correctly, as there is a known issue on servers with user account control enabled. Validate your build number and install as an administrator from the command line. This mitigation is also linked below in the description. An attacker would need to be able to access an Exchange server on port 443. Then using these together or in a chain of attack, they could create a web shell to control the server and use that web shell to steal data. According to Bleeping Computer, that web shell could be used to do a memory dump of lsass.exe, that executable to harvest cached credentials. So what is lsass.exe? So this is the local security authentication server. It verifies the validity of user logons. LSASS generates the process responsible for authenticating users for WinLogon services. As of last Tuesday, Microsoft believed the attacks were being exploited by a hacking group, which they dubbed Hafnium, working for the Chinese government. But according to Tom Burt, Microsoft's VP of Customer Security and Trust, the targets are businesses that use on-premises Exchange server software, but he did not name any actual targets. Burt says Hafnium usually targets US-based law firms, higher education institutions, defense contractors, think tanks, infectious disease research organizations, and NGOs. Kevin Beaumont of Microsoft's threat intelligence team wrote an nmap script to scan for vulnerable servers, which you can download from his GitHub. Microsoft also has PowerShell and console commands to scan for traces of the attack in the event a server has already been compromised. Now, just a day after this announcement, several other APT groups showed signs of exploiting these vulnerabilities to attack unpatched servers. Security firm ESET noticed three advanced persistent threat groups were actively exploiting them to target not only US-based organizations, but also servers in Europe, Asia, and the Middle East. Security firm Huntress noticed that web shells are being dropped on vulnerable servers, and if that happens before a patch, it could still give an attacker access. The DHS's CISA, which is the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, they issued an emergency directive on the 3rd, ordering federal civilian agencies to mitigate the flaws ASAP or disconnect them until they can be securely reconfigured. While reports are surfacing saying at least 30,000 or so U.S. organizations have been compromised, former CISA director Chris Krebs mentioned on his Twitter that the number publicly reported is dwarfed by the numbers that he has heard. Some victims have been officially reported, including the city of Prague and the Czech Republic's labor ministry, and more will likely go public over the course of this week. With the continuing development of the SolarWinds hack, the White House is working on an executive order that focuses on, quote, building in standards for software, particularly software that's used in critical areas. We got this update from the Biden administration's Ann Neuberger, the Deputy National Security Advisor for Cyber and Emerging Technology, during the SANS Institute's ICS Security Summit. This is part of a more proactive approach to cybersecurity. Instead of just mitigating attacks that happen, the administration is pushing organizations to conduct reviews and approach security before an attack happens. SolarWinds is far from being out of the headlines, though. Microsoft just reported that 3 new malware strains have been found. These are second-stage payloads they discovered on some victim networks. The new strains are called GoldMax, Cybot or Cybot, and GoldFinder. These are tailor-made for specific targets and are introduced to a network after the attacker has already gained a foothold. GoldMax is a command and control backdoor that includes decoy network traffic to conceal itself. Cybot or Cybot is a VB script-based malware which can gain persistence and download additional payloads. And GoldFinder likely uses a custom HTTP tracer tool to find devices that are on the infected network. FireEye also reported on a second stage backdoor for SolarWinds attackers and called it Sun Shuttle, which appears to be the same malware strain as GoldMax based on the C2 domain that they use. These are all in addition to the previous ones that we already know about, which are called Sunburst and Teardrop. Microsoft stated these malware strains were seen around August to September, with some instances noted as early as June. I wanted to take a moment to say a big shout out to my Hush Puppy Perk level patrons for sharing their fur baby photos and for the support. And also a quick shout out to Nico B, Toby R, JDB, Real Z, the King of Sofas. I see what you did there, Sofa. I'm gonna pause. King, you're trying to get me in trouble with YouTube. Zosa, Martin S, and Michael D for joining the ThreatWire Alliance, and as always, for supporting the show. We are a step closer to a new audio podcast, as well as getting some ThreatWire gear, which I am so excited about because I want that gear too. So thank you so much for the support. And on to the last story. US servers for a vendor supporting a good 90% of airlines in the world were breached, leading to passenger data being compromised. Yes, friends, this is another supply chain attack. I feel like that's the story of the year, supply chain attacks. The company is called CITA, S-I-T-A, who provides communications and IT services for major airlines, and their S-I-T-A passenger service system servers in Atlanta were affected by this breach. CITA's PSS server allows for the airlines to see frequent flyer benefits for other airline partners so flyers can get rewarded across multiple alliances or groups. That also means that CITA has access to passenger data for some airlines that it does not have as customers. The breach occurred sometime around January 21st through February 11th, with Star Alliance reporting they received notification from CITA on February 27th. CITA notified its airline partners, including Star Alliance's Lufthansa, New Zealand Air, Singapore Airlines, Oneworld's Cathay Pacific, Finnair, Japan Airlines, and Malaysia Airlines, along with Jeju Air and Scandinavian Airlines that we know of. It is not yet known how the attack occurred or who was behind the breach. We also do not have a solid number of passengers affected, but separate airliners are starting to publish disclosures with some numbers. So we know the amount is over 2.1 million affected at least. That number includes Singapore Airlines disclosure, which states 580,000 members are affected, and that also includes limited information including membership numbers, tier status, and in some cases, membership name. However, no credit card information was included. Finnair reports about 200,000 members are affected as well, and that breach is currently under investigation. Now, I have been filming a whole bunch of consumer-friendly security and privacy videos lately on my own channel. It's over at youtube.com/ShannonMorse. The link is down in the description as well. So check it out if you want to. The channel just did hit 50,000 subscribers. I'm so happy about that. So I am teaming up with Hack5 and a couple of other brands to do a huge giveaway to celebrate. So subscribe to my channel to hear about that announcement. And with that, do not forget to like and subscribe. I'm Shannon Morse, and I will see you on the internet.